This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show at 6. BG will be here at 6. And then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh and Elliot Shore Parks and this week's guest, Jordan Mailata. You're going to need to ask Jordan about his – he was caught on tape. On a hot mic saying that he was sick of the tush push. You got to ask him about that or have Hugh do it.
Well – oh, we will definitely ask him. This,
okay,
is, this is a matter of whether we're going to ask him on air or off the air.
Okay.
Well, I can't figure out.
What?
Is where the hell's – where did Pete Davidson come from?
Yeah, like, why are they all friends with Pete Davidson?
They act like they were bros with Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's from, like, Staten Island.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Do you think he's a Jets fan or a Giants fan?
I know he's a Jets fan. I just don't get – maybe he's, like, ditching him. I just don't know why all of a sudden he's, like, at a lot of – he's in Sixers game last week.
Because I was going to say – because I saw Joe Douglas was there yesterday as well. I was like, does he know Joe Douglas? Why is he there? I wonder why he was at the Sixers game.
Why was Joe Douglas there yesterday?
Because he's got nothing else to do.
Because he's bored.
Yeah. all right, so
we had looking to make contact.
Well, when you don't have a job,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a relationship business.
What do we need Joe Douglas for anymore? We got Howie.
He was good, Joe Douglas.
Joe Douglas is the one with the eye for talent.
Yeah, maybe
Howie drafted Quinion and DeJean.
Yeah, but look.
Yeah.
If Joe
Howie's team drafted.
If Joe Douglas wanted to be part of the organization again, I think that would be an asset, bringing Joe Douglas back.
I mean, they missed on Wilson, but they hit on a lot of those other players up there with the Jets.
Absolutely.
Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson.
Absolutely.
Breece Hall.
I mean, that situation up there is – it's very hard to judge a general manager – because when you have the opportunity to go get Aaron Rodgers, you go get Aaron Rodgers. But then it
I didn't realize he couldn't play anymore.
No. Also,
he
didn't
all right yesterday.
Also, completely wasted the first year because of the injury.
Yes.
So yesterday, very little Nick. Yesterday, there was the incident with Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter gets hit with a personal foul for essentially like punching the guy in the head, and they got lucky.
He's gonna get fined for that.
And they got lucky that it ended up being at the end of the after the kickoff.
Well, they called it after the play,
as opposed
like
to
dead ball foul,
as opposed to it being a first down for the Steelers.
Yep.
And then on the sideline, you saw Nick trying to scream at Jalen Carter and what's his name? Defensive line coach getting in the way. I can never remember his name.
Clint Hurt.
Was it Clint Hurt?
Clint Hurt.
Kurt Hunt.
So here's what
nailed it.
Yeah. That's please
Clint
grab,
Hurt.
Please grab that.
What? Kurt Hunt?
Kurt Hunt. Clint Hurt. Kurt Hunt. What's the difference? So here's what Nick said after the game about the little confrontation there.
We're going to correct the things that we need to do better and praise the things we need to do well. And so, you know, in that moment, that's what that was. I love Jalen Carter. I love what he brings to this football team. Right there, he needs to be smarter in that situation because it could have gave him the ball back. It didn't give him the ball back, but it could have. And so we're going to need to get better from that. And so that's what you do as a coach.
You know, their two personalities, when they get fired up, Nick and Jalen, I can understand why Clint Hurt wants to be in between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jalen Carter gets a little fired up. It's happened a couple of times. Look, you want him.
Well, we saw him that Saints game.
Yep, and it was happening again yesterday. But then Nick goes and gets a little fired up, and I can imagine that Nick screaming in Jalen Carter's face when Jalen Carter is already pissed off is probably not a situation that is going to end up well, which is probably why Hurt gets in between the two of them, knowing he knows his guy.
Oh, sure.
And knows the best way to talk to his guy, and that's probably not the best way at that moment to talk to his guy.
Yeah, I guess, but he's the head coach.
Right.
So if he wants to talk to him, he's going to talk to him when he wants to. Now, I'd say this, I was happy that it didn't go further than what it did, and they were able to get between them. Because you're right, when you get those two personalities together, that would have been a major story today as well. But, yeah, I thought Nick Sirianni, He's the head coach. And that needed to be addressed. And he wasn't going to wait until you got in the locker room to address it. Listen, we all love Jalen Carter as a player. That stuff is okay until it costs you a game. Until it costs you a game in the playoffs. And if Nick doesn't do anything about it, meaning like address it, then it will cost you. You know, Shannon Sharp has one of these sayings, is one of the few that I like that Unc gives out there, and that's that don't accept anything in a victory that you wouldn't accept in a loss. So you gotta get that corrected. You gotta get that corrected. Because it's not a good look for Jalen Carter, quite frankly. It's not a good look for him.
And you don't want the refs looking for that stuff, because the more you do. And I was glad that Nick doubled down on after the game that he can't act that way.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
yes.
Nick's had the habit of you know, you don't want to throw your players under the bus, but also sometimes when he won't acknowledge those things, he looks a little bit ridiculous when he won't acknowledge what happened.
Yeah.
And I thought Nick saying, great player, love what he does, can't cost us like that.
Exactly.
Yep.
He got to keep control of this team, right? Like, you do stuff like that, that's when you've lost focus on the game and you're doing individual stuff. You out there hitting Connor Hayward, for what? For what? Because you just wanted to get a shot in on him? That's an individual thing. That's what Barnett used to do. That's stuff Derek Barnett used to do.
It drove us crazy.
Yes.
There's his name again.
So I understand. Jalen's a great player. You got to mature, though, bro, because you hurt the team with stuff like that. You can't do that stuff. That's an individual act that has nothing to do with toughness or anything else. It really doesn't. And then the smiling on the sideline. So when I hear that Jalen was all hot and bothered, he didn't look hot and bothered to me. He looked like a cat that ate the canary.
Yeah.
And he just got away with something.
Right.
Right? Like from he wasn't too bothered by the situation, understanding the magnitude of what it could have led to.
By the way, looked that same way in the New Orleans game
when
that was going on as well. Like, he just wasn't taking the gravity of that situation seriously.
Yeah. I thought Nick handled it best he could.
Eagles,
I was okay with that.
Eagles winners of 10 in a row with the real chance of the number one seed, 215-592-9494. Speaking of Nick, we will hear him speak next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. A great gift. A Chickies and Peace gift card for the holidays. Perfect gift. You can buy it in person here at Chickies or online at chickiesandpeats.com. That's you, Ike.
It is me. That's what I
thought.
Yeah,
that's all good.
That's all good. Hey, let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, you can make that special someone feel like a world champion this holiday season with a diamond engagement ring from the team at Mark's Jewelers. Located minutes from everywhere, Mark's has locations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and their flagship store is in Montgomeryville, PA. Now, Mark's will be your first and last stop for all your holiday shopping, and it's the premier diamond destination for you. Now, how do I know that? Because they're my jeweler. That's how I know. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you. Jones, because you ain't paying nobody.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Don't forget Brandon Graham's show at 6. The Players Lounge at 7 with Jordan Mailata tonight. Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up soon. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What up, Louie?
Woo-hoo-hoo! We took him to pound town, baby. Give me some Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
What a great day. What a holiday season is going to be lit this year. I mean, fellas, the reason why we are so excited is Jalen Hurts showed you who he is. He's an MVP caliber quarterback. I've been telling y'all, don't question the talent, okay? The talent might be questionable from game to game, but what you can't question is the heart. We got hard on this team. Let me talk about my coach real quick, because there's been a lot of questions and bashing about my coach. Okay?
Okay.
A great coach bonds with his players. And I feel like the reason why Nick is so great and his win percentage is so high is because of the age gap. Okay? Not only does he resonate with his team, but also he understands his team because they're close to the same age. They get his ear. Okay? Every player shouldn't be listening to WIP, but they do listen to WIP. My boy from Tennessee, Nick's talking like my boy from Tennessee, giving all the analogies. I use golf analogies, and that team responds that way. It's almost like if you got a hashtag. Nick Sirianni is using a hashtag to coach his team, okay? Because they know that, you know, the young generation understands that that's what they live by, motives. You know what I mean? YOLO, all that good stuff.
YOLO.
But here's why we're going to win the Super Bowl, fellas.
It was one term I think first of all, I didn't know what the hell it meant. And then when I found out what it meant, it irritated me even more.
Come on, man. You only live once.
Yes, I know.
Come on. Wait a minute. Louie, do kids still say YOLO?
Nah, it's cooked.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like 10 years ago.
As an example.
It was hot when I was in high school, though.
Yeah. You would understand that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, the reason why this team is going to undoubtedly win the Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league. Yes, the quarterback's important. You saw, okay, they talked about the passing game. They fixed it. We knew that was going to happen. Were they forcing it to my boy AJ? Of course they were, because they wanted to make a point. Nick Sirianni, he's boastful. He wanted to make a point. All right, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Look at the game. But listen, guys.
How about don't wait until you need to make a point, but throwing it to the best wide receiver in football?
Hey, Spike, let me give you an analogy that you won't understand, okay?
Yeah.
When the golf game isn't working, okay, and we just got to bun it around the field, okay, and then we go to our coach, we get a lesson, like my boys Ike and Jack are going to do, we're going to fix the slice.
Yeah.
And now look happens when the tee ball's fixed. Baby, you shoot under par.
That's not my issue, Louie. Louie, I'm long and straight off the tee. Everything else is a disaster.
Yeah.
Listen, you know a great coach can fix anything, like Nick Sirianni. Just call me Nick, all right?
All right.
Me Nick Sirianni. But look real quick. The reason why we're going to win a Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league. Look at the game, and NFL messed up, by the way, having two marquee games at the same time. We'll talk about that, Roger Goodell, later. But listen. There was no defense in the Bills-Detroit game. 48 versus 42? Guys, there was no defense, almost like the 2017 Super Bowl. The reason why we're going to win the Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league, fellas. So get excited.
I like
it. We're going to talk about what we're going to work on Tuesday, but today we're going to get excited, fellas. I appreciate your time.
All right. Now, another big development that happened yesterday and was confirmed today is Lions running back David Montgomery out for the year with an MCL injury. And boy, is it a reminder of how fragile a football season can be when, you know, Detroit is now what? They're 12-2,
yeah,
right?
12-2, yeah.
12-2. But they've had a lot of injuries the whole way, but there comes a point where, and I'm not doubting them, and they did put up 42 points or whatever mm-hmm. yesterday. There comes a point.
Jared Goff was in his bag yesterday.
He was. there just comes a point where it gets very, very difficult to withstand as many injuries as they have, and you losing their top running back. And they've used two guys most of the year, mm-hmm. but still, that's a big blow to them.
No doubt about it. They could withstand some of those injuries on defense because their offense is so good. So they could basically just outscore teams. They couldn't get it done yesterday, but that's what Detroit has the ability to do. And you lose a guy like David Montgomery, who is the sort of thunder to the lightning of Jahmyr Gibbs. I know they call themselves what, Knuckles and Sonic or something like that. Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and the – was it Hedgehog?
No, it's called Knuckles. I think one of them is Knuckles. I think David Montgomery was Knuckles. Anyway, it is Sonic Hedgehog, but that's the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
You know me. I was watching sports as a kid.
that is a tough – that's a tough loss, man. And, boy, they could be limping to the finish line. They could be limping to the finish line. And scheduling over the next 3 weeks between Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota, like, they got to fight it out just to win their division. And Minnesota has a chance to be the number one seed.
If Minnesota wins that game against Detroit, all they have to do is win out, and they're the number one seed.
Yep.
It's incredible. 215-592-9494. Noel in Boston. Noel, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you, Spike, Ike, and Jack.
Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
Spike, I got a bone to pick with you, too. Like, who was that caller?
Too many bones.
Two callers ago.
Yeah.
But then I want to end it on a good note. But first, a quick little story. Look, I love this radio station. As you all know, I live up here in Massachusetts. I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm raising my kids as Philadelphia Eagles fans. And I love listening to the radio station. It's my connection to the city. But from Monday to the following Sunday. And
the free Odyssey app. The free Odyssey app. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's on right now, so I can hear the end of my call when I'm done with you guys.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, my week goes how the Eagles do on Sunday. The start to my week is really affected how they do on Sunday. And I'm not some crazy fanatic. I just love football. I love the sport. Played it as a kid, played it in college, all that stuff. But I got to tell you, I have not listened to the station a lot in the last, like, 3 to 4 weeks, because we were on this incredible winning streak with this incredible defense. And the amount of negativity I was hearing towards the quarterback, just I couldn't enjoy the wins. Like, we were winning games. This is one of the best Philadelphia Eagles football teams I think I've ever seen. This defense, not only does it remind me of Jim Johnson, but I think it's even better. I think we've got all pros at the D-line, at the linebacker position, and at the defensive back position, and they're young, and I'm excited. But I would come on here, and I would just get bummed. And I'm not trying to bring you guys down at all, because I love the show, but I was getting bummed out because of all the negativity. I think Jalen's best press conference comment was last Thursday when he said, "When did this start to become not about winning?" And because we've heard it all. I mean, and Spike, I have to say, you were one of the ones that I think has been saying for weeks, like, they run the ball because Jalen can't do this. They run the ball because Jalen can't do that. And two of your other callers said it, man. We've seen him do it. Spike, you said it. Or Ike, you said it at the beginning of the show. I know he can do it because we've seen him do it. And they ran the ball because they could. Because
you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Just hear me out.
In the first four games, he was turning the ball over again. They were running the ball because he was turning the ball over.
Yeah, but we were also running the ball because we had a new offensive coordinator. We had new people on offense, and we were trying to figure out what were we saying like at the bye week. What's this team's identity? Well, they figured it out. They did figure it out. Yes, the turnovers were an issue, and they were an issue last year. But since Andy Reid was in this town, there were two dudes outside last year with signs on the street, run the damn ball, and now we're doing it better than we've ever done it. We've got the best offensive line of football. We've got the best running back this football team has ever had in its entire existence since 1933. Running the football, we're on a 10-game winning streak, and all we heard day in and day out on this radio station from morning to night was our quarterback is holding us back. After we saw what he did in 2022 and what the other caller made, the point that he made earlier, when Jalen needed to make drives,
against Green Bay, first week of the season, a seven-minute drive at the end of the game.
No, but that's not how football works. You can't just say he's on.
It's
no,
winning,
Eight, nine, you have a better chance of winning. This is you're reverse engineering a conversation by saying that they won a game, so in retrospect, that was the best way to win the game. The truth of the matter is there have been throws left on the field at the beginning of the game every single game for the last 4 weeks. And if that wasn't true, then the wide receiver wouldn't have said after the game last week that the one aspect of the offense that needs to get fixed is passing. Then Devontae Smith wouldn't have said that they are not on the same page. Then Jalen Hurts wouldn't have said that they are not on the same page. And this whole thing where you just only throw the ball when it is absolutely positively needed to throw the ball is not true. Is not true. They have called 30-plus pass plays a game, and he has left plays on the field. To his credit, they concentrated on it this week. He let it fly in the beginning of the game. They completed passes, and they played with a lead. Isn't it so much better to play with a lead than play down 9-0 or down 10-0 and see the other team drive up and down as you cannot get your offense going? Getting the offense going early in the game is about getting passes completed. And he did it yesterday, and I give him credit for doing it yesterday. But working backwards and saying that it wasn't, not only wasn't it a problem before, but also he could do it the whole time and he was just choosing not to do it, is just insane. It's not true. It's not what happened. And here's Nick Sirianni. a subdued, down-to-business Nick Sirianni. We'll get back to your calls right after I tell you about the difference between Santa Claus and John Ashdell, the cars are on Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. See, Santa Claus is great, but if you've been naughty, Santa Claus doesn't do anything for you. Whereas Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown does not care if you've been naughty or nice. That's why the naughty and nice sales event is going on now. They're going to take care of you either way. Your credit is not that good, been naughty. They don't care. I mean, they care, but they're still going to take care of you. They're going to get you approved even if others have told you no. If you're worried about how much your trade is worth, right? Maybe you haven't taken great care of it. You've been naughty there. Well, they're going to give you $6,500 guaranteed for your trade no matter what condition it's in. You go into Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. You see over the 200, the over 200 brand new Hyundais they have on the lot. Maybe you want an Elantra. Maybe you want a Tucson. Maybe you want the Ioniq. Whatever you want, they've got it for you. 0% financing or up to $8,000 in holiday savings. And every brand new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Now, this will only go through New Year's Day. Whether you're naughty or you're nice, get in there. Online 24/7 Colonial, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Dr. Carl from Ardmore, you're on WIP. What's up, Dr. Carl?
Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
I think I've told you I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, and if my patients who sometimes listen, I want to extend an apology for the number of people with broken fingers that I took off the field. It appears that fracturing your finger on the non-dominant hand is of advantage because that's the only difference that I can see with our quarterback looking at his performance yesterday as before. So, again, for those of you I said the finger has to heal, you can't play, I extend my apologies.
Yeah, I think the only way that's going to affect him, it seems like, is in the running game. In that he's a couple of times yesterday he switched and he handed it off with his right hand rather than his left hand where he would have normally done the left hand.
And I think by now he's probably realized it. In a less facetious manner, however, I didn't enjoy or didn't think that when he responded to reporters and said, yes, he was hurt, and goes on about his finger, that's sort of given the enemy notice, like hockey players. The hockey players didn't give you that upper body BS, which is good. Doesn't tell you where they're hurting. But I didn't see the advantage of admitting that his finger was bad. What do you think?
Well, it was he had a sling on it. I mean, he had a sling.
But that doesn't mean it's broken, and that doesn't mean it hindered him. Remember, he said it did hinder him.
Well, but what I guess what I'm saying is that the other team, you have to disclose the injuries in football.
You do.
And the other team could probably see that he had something on his finger. So I don't – eventually people are going to know, but I think they have to disclose exactly when he goes on the injured list. They have to go – when you see the injured list in football, it's not like hockey. It's not upper and lower body injury.
Right.
It's exactly what's wrong.
By the way. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Although last year –
thanks, Carl.
Go ahead.
Last year,
he wants to ask me something.
No, I'm not asking anything. I'm just making a statement.
Okay, go ahead.
Last year, he didn't show up on the injury report, and everybody thinks he was injured.
Oh, with the knee?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about it all the time, and he was wearing a brace, wasn't he?
Never on the injury report.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that is weird.
Yeah.
I think too, the problem is
– he doesn't normally like to disclose injuries.
Right.
He usually is one of those guys that tell you, I'm fine.
Well, and the other thing, too, is if he has something on the finger,
you would see it.
Somebody at NovaCare is going to see it and ask questions. So it's probably better that they get out and say, this is what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the team didn't do it.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he was, Rappaport before the game, because he's walking in with it in a, it was wrapped on the way in. Rappaport reported he broke his finger.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, but did the team didn't.
Yeah, it didn't happen until he didn't confirm it until after the game. But
Jalen said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There wasn't a thing
last
week.
Where the hell would he break his finger at in practice?
He said he's been dealing with it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
All right.
It wasn't reported. That's for me.
Wasn't there a report late last week, though, that there was something wrong with his finger before Rappaport?
He was on the injury report with, some kind of hand thing.
Okay.
But they never said what it was.
Okay. Got it. All right.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah. It's a winner.
Well, I think he said in the postgame thing that it was shattered.
No, he said it's not. He says not shattered.
Oh, okay.
But he's playing through it.
Okay.
Mamba mentality.
Yeah, man. Listen.
Just playing through it.
Well, one guy won a championship with a broken finger on his shooting hand.
Yep.
Is that Mamba?
Yeah.
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 And he shot the free throws on a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
People forget that.
So Jaylen, see, we got Jaylen and Saquon. Come on, man. Jordan and Kobe.
Well, what's AJ?
I don't know. Well,
AJ's Superman.
He's LeBron.
Right?
Well, I was going to say maybe AJ wants to be LeBron.
No, no one wants to be LeBron. I think we can rule that out.
Because he's the best one of them?
Nobody wants to be LeBron. I think we can rule that out pretty quickly.
King was back last night.
Back, baby.
Oh, yeah. After his trip to Miami?
Yeah, no one better.
Wonder what happened there.
He looked spry last
night. Yeah, wonder what happened there. You know, two things about the Nick Sirianni press conference. One, I like that he was, even when they're winning, generally we're getting subdued now.
After the
Cleveland
game.
That's
growth.
He misplayed it.
My man has mastered the press conference.
Well, mastered the stretch. He brings up Mount Union still.
Come on, he has to have something to go back on.
I know. Now, Spike, what did you think about the first question of the press conference?
It was something ridiculous.
No,
it was
Slay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Slay question.
Well, Slay gets hurt a lot, and he comes back. What does that say about him? Is that really what everybody's talking about? Whatever.
It sounds like a Homer question to me.
Wow.
Oh, no. We love you, Rube. And the other thing is...
I'm just poking.
I know you are. When they asked him, his longest answer was about Kenny Gainwell.
Of course.
And I love it. I love it because I'm a Kenny G guy. I'm a Kenny G head.
And that's his favorite player.
Yeah, I hope he's back next year. Last year of his rookie deal, I want more Kenny Gainwell.
There's no way he's back next year.
You don't think?
That's Shipley.
Well, he can have all three.
Kenny G want to go get paid.
Kenny G could maybe get
that's
a little
paid. That's what I'm
paid.
Saying. Yeah, he won't go get paid somewhere.
But, you know, whoever the other back is next year is probably going to get more work than the second back got this year.
It was good to see the exciting whites back out there yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Welcome back, Reed. Coop fumbled a damn punt.
And by the way, that penalty on Blankenship was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to? What's the guy supposed to do? He slid right under him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Shout out to Coop for bouncing back though
after the fumble.
Yeah, after the fumble, big punt return there.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Joining us next, none other than Donovan McNabb. We're going to try to talk to Donovan and try to avoid any controversies.
I was
going to
say, I forgot he was part of it too last week.
Oh, yeah, it was a busy Monday last week.
He didn't even realize he was a part of it.
Well, I think if you had asked him, he probably would have known that he would have eventually been. So Donovan joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play action, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Don't forget Brandon Graham Show at 6, the Players Lounge at 7 with Jordan Mailata tonight. Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up soon. The coach's press conference is sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. 215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What up, Louie?
We took him to pound town, baby. Give me some Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
What a great day. What a holiday season is going to be lit this year. I mean, fellas, the reason why we are so excited is Jalen Hurts showed you who he is. He's an MVP caliber quarterback. I've been telling y'all, don't question the talent. Okay? The talent might be questionable from game to game, but what you can't question is the heart.
I hear you.
We got heart on this team. Let me talk about my coach real quick, because there's been a lot of questions and bashing about my coach. Okay?
Okay.
A great coach bonds with his players. And I feel like the reason why Nick is so great and his win percentage is so high is because of the age gap. Okay? Not only do they that not only does he resonate with his team, but also he understands his team because they're close to the same age. They get his ear. Okay? Every player shouldn't be listening to WIP, but they do listen to WIP. My boy from Tennessee, Nick's talking like my boy from Tennessee, giving all the analogies. I use golf analogies, and that team responds that way. It's almost like if you got a hashtag. Nick Sirianni's using a hashtag to coach his team, okay? Because they know that, you know, the young generation understands that that's what they live by, motives. You know what I mean? YOLO, all that good stuff.
YOLO.
But here's why we're going to win the Super Bowl, fellas.
It was one term I think I – first of all, I didn't know what the hell it meant. And then when I found out what it meant, it irritated me even more.
Come on, man. You only live once.
Yes, I know.
Come on. Wait a minute. Louis, do kids still say YOLO?
Nah, it's cocked.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like 10 years ago.
As an example.
It was hot when I was in high school, though.
Right. Yeah. You would understand that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, the reason why this team is going to undoubtedly win the Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league. Yes, the quarterback's the quarterback's important. You saw, okay, they talked about the passing game. They fixed it. We knew that was going to happen. Were they forcing it to my boy AJ? Of course they were, because they wanted to make a point. Nick Sirianni, he's boastful. He wanted to make a point. All right, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Look at the game. But listen, guys.
How about don't wait until you need to make a point, but throwing it to the best wide receiver in football?
Hey, Spike, let me give you an analogy that you won't understand, okay?
Yeah.
When the golf game isn't working, okay, and we just got to bun it around the field, okay, and then we go to our coach, we get a lesson, like my boys Ike and Jack are going to do, we're going to fix the slice.
Yeah.
And now look happens when the tee ball's fixed. Baby, you shoot under par.
Well, that's not my issue, Louie. Louie, I'm long and straight off the tee. Everything else is a disaster.
Yeah.
Listen, you know a great coach can fix anything, like Nick Sirianni. Just call me Nick, all right?
All right.
Just call me Nick Sirianni. But look real quick. The reason why we're going to win a Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league. Look at the game, and NFL messed up, by the way, having two marquee games at the same time. We'll talk about that, Roger Goodell, later. But listen. There was no defense in the Bills-Detroit game. 48 versus 42? Guys, there was no defense, almost like the 2017 Super Bowl. The reason why we're going to win the Super Bowl is because we have the number one defense in the league, fellas. So get excited.
I like it.
Okay, we're going to talk about what we're going to work on Tuesday, but today we're going to get excited, fellas. I appreciate your time.
All right. Now, another big development that happened yesterday and was confirmed today is Lions running back David Montgomery out for the year with an MCL injury. And boy, is it a reminder of how fragile a football season can be when, you know, Detroit is now what? They're 12 and 2. But they've had a lot of injuries the whole way, but there comes a point where, and I'm not doubting them, and they did put up 42 points or whatever yesterday. There comes a point.
Jared Goff was in his bag yesterday.
He was. there just comes a point where it gets very, very difficult to withstand as many injuries as they have, and you losing their top running back. And they've used two guys most of the year, but still that's a big blow to them.
No doubt about it. They could withstand some of those injuries on defense because their offense is so good. So they could basically just outscore teams. They couldn't get it done yesterday, but that's what Detroit has the ability to do. And you lose a guy like David Montgomery, who is the sort of thunder to the lightning of Jameer Gibbs. I know they call themselves Knuckles and Sonic or something like that. Knuckles.
Sonic and the – was it Hedgehog?
No, it's called Knuckles. I think one of them is Knuckles. I think David Montgomery was Knuckles. Anyway – It is Sonic Hedgehog, but that's the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
You know me. I was watching sports as a kid.
That's a tough loss, man. And boy, they could be limping to the finish line. They could be limping to the finish line, and the scheduling over the next 3 weeks between Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota, like, they got to fight it out just to win their division. And Minnesota has a chance to be the number one seed.
If Minnesota wins that game against Detroit, all they have to do is win out, and they're the number one seed.
Yep.
It's incredible. 215-592-9494. Noel in Boston. Noel, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you, Spike, Ike, and Jack.
Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
Spike, I got a bone to pick with you, too. Like, who was that caller?
Too many bones.
Few callers to pick
ago.
With
yeah.
But then I want to end it on a good note. But first, a quick little story. Look, I love this radio station. As you all know, I live up here in Massachusetts. I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. I'm raising my kids as Philadelphia Eagles fans. And I love listening to the radio station. It's my connection to the city. But from Monday to the following Sunday, and
the free Odyssey app. The free Odyssey app. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's on right now, so I can hear the end of my call when I'm done with you guys.
Yes, sir.
But you know, my week goes how the Eagles do on Sunday. The start to my week is really affected how they do on Sunday. And I'm not some crazy fanatic. I just love football. I love the sport. Played it as a kid. Played it in college. All that stuff. But I got to tell you, I have not listened to the station a lot in the last, like, 3 to 4 weeks, because we were on this incredible winning streak with this incredible defense. And the amount of negativity I was hearing towards the quarterback, just I couldn't enjoy the wins. Like, we were winning games. This is one of the best Philadelphia Eagles football teams I think I've ever seen. This defense, not only does it remind me of Jim Johnson, but I think it's even better. I think we've got all pros at the D-line, at the linebacker position, and at the defensive back position, and they're young, and I'm excited. But I would come on here, and I would just get bummed. And I'm not trying to bring you guys down at all, because I love the show, but I was getting bummed out because of all the negativity. I think Jalen's best press conference comment was last Thursday when he said, "When did this start to become not about winning?" And because we've heard it all. I mean, and Spike, I have to say, you were one of the ones that I think has been saying for weeks, like, they run the ball because Jalen can't do this. They run the ball because Jalen can't do that. And two of your other callers said it, man. We've seen him do it. Spike, you said it. Or Ike, you said it at the beginning of the show. I know he can do it because we've seen him do it. And they ran the ball because they could. Because
you're wrong. Look, no.
No, no, I'm not. I'm not.
You are.
Just hear me out.
In the first four games, he was turning the ball over again. They were running the ball because he was turning the ball over.
Yeah, but we were also running the ball because we had a new offensive coordinator. We had new people on offense, and we were trying to figure out what were we saying, like, at the bye week. What's this team's identity? Well, they figured it out. They did figure it out. Yes, the turnovers were an issue, and they were an issue last year. But since Andy Reid was in this town, there were two dudes outside last year with signs on the street, run the damn ball, and now we're doing it better than we've ever done it. We've got the best offensive line of football. We've got the best running back this football team has ever had in its entire existence since 1933. Running the football, we're on a 10-game winning streak, and all we heard day in and day out on this radio station from morning to night was our quarterback is holding us back. After we saw what he did in 2022 and what the other caller made, the point that he made earlier, when Jalen needed to make drives against Green Bay, first week of the season, a 7-minute drive at the end of the game.
No, but that's not how football works. You can't just say he's on.
It's
no,
winning,
you're
Mike. It's about winning.
You have a better chance of winning. This is you're reverse engineering a conversation by saying that they won a game, so in retrospect, that was the best way to win the game. The truth of the matter is there have been throws left on the field at the beginning of the game every single game for the last 4 weeks. And if that wasn't true, then the wide receiver wouldn't have said after the game last week that the one aspect of the offense that needs to get fixed is passing. Then Devontae Smith wouldn't have said that they are not on the same page. Then Jalen Hurts wouldn't have said that they are not on the same page. And this whole thing where you just only throw the ball when it is absolutely positively needed to throw the ball is not true. is not true. They have called 30-plus pass plays a game, and he has left plays on the field. To his credit, they concentrated on it this week. He let it fly in the beginning of the game. They completed passes, and they played with a lead. Isn't it so much better to play with a lead than play down 9-0 or down 10-0 and see the other team drive up and down as you cannot get your offense going? Getting the offense going early in the game is about getting passes completed, and he did it yesterday, and I give him credit for doing it yesterday. But working backwards and saying that it wasn't, not only wasn't it a problem before, but also he could do it the whole time and he was just choosing not to do it, is just insane. It's not true. It's not what happened. And here's Nick Sirianni. A subdued, down-to-business Nick Sirianni. We'll get back to your calls right after I tell you about the difference between Santa Claus and John Ashdell, the cars are in Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. See, Santa Claus is great, but if you've been naughty, Santa Claus doesn't do anything for you. Whereas Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown does not care if you've been naughty or nice. That's why the naughty and nice sales event is going on now. They're going to take care of you either way. Your credit, it's not that good. Been naughty. They don't care. I mean, they care, but they're still going to take care of you. They're going to get you approved even if others have told you no. If you're worried about how much your trade is worth, right? Maybe you haven't taken great care of it. You've been naughty there. Well, they're going to give you $6,500 guaranteed for your trade no matter what condition it's in. You go into Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. You see over 200 brand-new Hyundais they have on the lot. Maybe you want an Elantra. Maybe you want a Tucson. Maybe you want the Ioniq. Whatever you want, they've got it for you. 0% financing or up to $8,000 in holiday savings. And every brand new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Now, this will only go through New Year's Day. Whether you're naughty or you're nice, get in there. Online 24/7 Colonial, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Dr. Carl from Ardmore, you're on WIP. What's up, Dr. Carl?
Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the deal.
Yes, sir.
I think I've told you I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, and if my patients who sometimes listen, I want to extend an apology for the number of people with broken fingers that I took off the field. It appears that fracturing your finger on the non-dominant hand is of advantage because that's the only difference that I can see with our quarterback looking at his performance yesterday as before. So, again, for those of you, I said the finger has to heal. You can't play. I extend my apologies.
Yeah, I think the only way that's going to affect him, it seems like, is in the running game, in that he's a couple of times yesterday he switched and he handed it off with his right hand rather than his left hand where he would have normally done the left hand.
And I think by now he's probably realized it. In a less facetious manner, however, I didn't enjoy or didn't think that when he responded to reporters and said, yes, he was hurt, and goes on about his finger, that's sort of given the enemy notice, like hockey players. The hockey players can give you that upper body BS, which is good. It doesn't tell you where they're hurting. But I didn't see the advantage of admitting that his finger was bad. What do you think?
Well, it was he had a sling on it. I mean, he had a sling.
That doesn't mean it's broken, and that doesn't mean it hindered him. Remember, you said it did hinder him.
Well, but I guess what I'm saying is that the other team, you have to disclose the injuries in football.
You do.
And the other team could probably see that he had something on his finger. So I don't – eventually people are going to know, but I think they have to disclose exactly when he goes on the injured list. They have to go – when you see the injured list in football, it's not like hockey. It's not upper and lower body injury.
Right.
It's exactly what's wrong.
By the way. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Although last year –
Thanks, Carl.
Go ahead.
Last year,
he wants to ask me something.
No, I'm not asking anything. I'm just making a statement.
Okay, go ahead.
Last year, he didn't show up on an injury report, and everybody thinks he was injured.
Oh, with the knee?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about it all the time, and he was wearing a brace, wasn't he?
Never on the injury report.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And that is weird.
Yeah.
I think too, the problem is –
He doesn't normally like to disclose injuries.
Right.
He usually is one of those guys that tell you, I'm fine.
Well, and the other thing, too, is if he has something on the finger,
you would see it.
Somebody at NovaCare is going to see it and ask questions. So it's probably better that they get out and say, this is what's going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the team didn't do it.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he was, well, Rappaport before the game, because he's walking in with it in a, it was wrapped on the way in. Rappaport reported he broke his finger.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, but did the team didn't.
Yeah, it didn't happen until, he didn't confirm it until after the game. But
Jalen said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There wasn't a thing
last
week.
Where the hell would he break his finger at in practice?
He said he's been dealing with it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
All right.
It wasn't reported. That's what I mean.
Wasn't there a report late last week, though, that there was something wrong with his finger before Rappaport?
He was on the injury report with, like, some kind of hand thing.
Okay.
But they never said what it was.
Okay. Got it. All right.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah. It's a winner.
Well, I think he said in the postgame thing that it was – I think in the postgame thing he said that it was shattered.
No, he said it's not – he says not shattered.
Oh, okay.
But he's playing through it.
Okay.
Mamba mentality.
Yeah, man. Listen.
Just playing through it.
Well, one guy won a championship with a broken finger on his shooting hand.
Yep.
Is that Mamba?
Yeah.
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 And he shot the free throws on a torn Achilles.
Yeah.
People forget that.
So we got Jalen and Saquon. Come on, man. Jordan and Kobe.
Well, what's AJ?
I don't know. Well,
AJ's Superman.
He's LeBron.
Right?
Well, I was going to say maybe AJ wants to be LeBron.
No, no one wants to be LeBron. I think we can rule that out.
Because he's the best one of them?
Nobody wants to be LeBron. I think we can rule that out pretty quickly.
King was back last night.
Back, baby.
Oh, yeah. After his trip to Miami.
Yeah, no one better.
Wonder what happened there.
He did. He looked spry last night.
Yeah, wonder what happened there. You know, two things about the Nick Sirianni press conference. One, I like that he was, even when they're winning, generally we're getting subdued Nick
after the
Cleveland
That's
game.
Growth.
He misplayed it.
My man has mastered the press conference.
Well, mastered the stretch. He brings up Mount Union still.
Well, come on. He has to have something to go back on.
I know. Now, Spike, what did you think about the first question of the press conference?
it was something ridiculous.
No, it was Slay.
Oh, yeah.
It's Slay question.
Well, Slay gets hurt a lot and he comes back. What does that say about him? Is that really what everybody's talking about?
It sounds like a Homer question to me.
Wow.
Oh, no. We love you, Rube. And the other thing is...
I'm just poking.
I know you are.
Poking.
When they asked him, his longest answer was about Kenny Gainwell.
Of course.
And I love it. I love it because I'm a Kenny G guy. I'm a Kenny G head.
And that's his favorite player.
Yeah, I hope he's back next year. Last year of his rookie deal, I want more Kenny Gainwell.
There's no way he's back next year.
You don't think?
That's Shipley.
Well, he can have all three.
Kenny G want to go get paid.
Kenny G could maybe get
That's
a little
That's what I'm
paid.
Saying. Yeah. He won't go get paid somewhere.
But, you know, whoever the other back is next year is probably going to get more work than the second back got this year.
It was good to see the exciting whites back out there yesterday.
Yes.
Welcome back, Reed. Coop fumbled a damn punt.
And by the way, that penalty on Blankenship was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to? What's the guy supposed to do? He slid right under him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Shout out to Coop for bouncing back though
after the fumble.
Yeah, after the fumble, big punt return there.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Joining us next, none other than Donovan McNabb. We're going to try to talk to Donovan and try to avoid any controversies.
I was
going to
say, I forgot he was part of it too last week.
Oh, yeah, it was a busy Monday last week.
He didn't even realize he was a part of it.
Well, I think if you had asked him, he probably would have known that he would have eventually been. So Donovan joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play action, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.